This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said today in Brussels that there is broad support for the Biden administration's commitment to rebuilding and revitalizing U.S. alliances in the wake of global challenges like the COVID-19 pandemic.
Virtually every democracy in the world is dealing with challenges right now, including the United States. We're up against deep inequities, systemic racism, political polarization, each of which makes our democracy less resilient. It's on all of us to show what has always been the system's greatest strength, our citizens, and the faith we put in them to improve our societies and institutions.
He also painted a precise picture regarding what he called an increasingly aggressive China.
The United States won't force our allies into a us or them choice with China. There's no question that Beijing's coercive behavior threatens our collective security and prosperity, and that it is actively working to undercut the rules of the international system and the values we and our allies share. But that doesn't mean that countries can't work with China where possible, for example, on challenges like climate change and health security.
He told NATO ministers that a poll by the Chicago Alliance on Global Affairs shows 90% of Americans believe that maintaining alliances is the best way for America to achieve its foreign policy objectives. It's been part of his message during his first visit to the region as the top U.S. diplomat this week. China took the U.S. to task today over racism, financial inequality, and the federal government's response to the coronavirus in an annual report that seeks to counter U.S. accusations of human rights abuses by China's ruling Communist Party. A 28-page report said the U.S. in 2020 saw its own epidemic situation go out of control. This is VOA News. The security minister of a Somali regional administration said on Wednesday that he had defected along with hundreds of troops and allied himself to President Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed, who faces calls by rivals to quit after his term as national leader ended. Abdirashid Janan, the security minister of the semi-autonomous Jubaland state, said that he had defected together with 400 troops from Jubaland's forces, potentially bolstering the position of the president known in Somalia by the nickname of Farmajo. Mohamed is facing pressure to resign, including from the Jubaland and other semi-autonomous state Puntland. Somalia's remaining three regional governments back him. The International Red Cross and Red Crescent Movement says there are deep and pervasive inequities in how the world is responding to the coronavirus pandemic. Not surprisingly, the group says the inequities are more pronounced in countries affected by humanitarian crises. Countries that are not dealing with humanitarian crises have reported carrying out nearly 48 times more COVID-19 tests per capita than countries facing severe or very severe humanitarian crises. That according to a news release. Myanmar's state TV says 628 people imprisoned for protesting last month's coup, as well as Associated Press reporter Thein Zaw, have been released. It's the first apparent gesture by the military to try to placate the protest movement. Witnesses outside Insein Prison in Yangon on Wednesday saw busloads of mostly young people looking happy, with some flashing the three-finger gesture of defiance adopted by the protest movement. Thai activists held another protest on Wednesday, occupying a street in downtown Bangkok. This comes days after a police crackdown on a rally near the Grand Palace. A protest on Saturday ended with scores of people injured and arrested as authorities moved in. The rally was a continuation of student-led protests that began last year and have rattled Thailand's traditional establishment, which is fiercely opposed to change, especially with regard to the monarchy. The authorities began to step up legal action against protest leaders in recent months. Manila Cathedral was empty during morning mass today after Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte warned that Roman Catholic churches in the capital would be forcibly closed if priests proceed with a plan to hold masses in defiance of new restrictions. Measures are aimed at restricting public meetings, including religious gatherings, to ease an alarming surge in coronavirus infections. Joe Palca, VOA News.